Before I spent quite so much of my time doing travel radio shows, I wrote magazine articles, lots of them, for lots of different magazines. And I still love magazines, but I wonder, does anyone read airline magazines anymore? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. During my writing career, I wrote for magazines published in conjunction with Delta, U.S. Airways, and others. By the way, most airline magazines aren't published by the airline. They're contracted out to editorial companies. These days, I've noticed a lot of passengers, including me, aren't pulling that magazine out of the back pocket in front of them as often as they once did. Blame it on alternative media. There are movies and much more on in-flight screens of longer flights. Many passengers now carry their own iPads, notebooks, or smartphones to play music, movies, and also offer online books to read or games to play. Airline magazines that once carried articles on a wide range of interests are mostly travel magazines now, probably a good idea, as travelers can pick up tips on things to do and places to see or dine. But I wonder how long can their shelf life be? Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.